to the Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we're going to discuss an article from the August issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled, What Does Summer Pneumonia Look Like in Calves and What to Do About It? To have a conversation about this, I'm joined today by one of the co-authors, Dr. Becky Funk, who's a veterinarian and also animal health teaching specialist based at the Great Plains Veterinary Education Center. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Funk, as we have a conversation about this today, we're sitting here in early August, and I know from personal experience and also in our conversation with you, seems like late July, early August can be a time of year when we start to see a outbreak of summer pneumonia in calves. Talk a little about just the situation that we have with that occurring, and what are some things producers can know and understand to be better prepared to care for calves that break with summer pneumonia?
Absolutely. So yeah, July and August for most of our spring calving herds tend to be a little bit of a critical period for calf health. Part of the reason for that is if you're thinking about those calves, where they're at from a maturity standpoint, this is when that colostral antibody or that antibody that mom supplied them with when they were born starts to wane, right? We start to see that disappear from their systems. So this is where they're transitioning to having to really kind of make their own way as far as immunity to disease. And so there's a transition period where they can be a little bit at risk. Some things that we can think about, and obviously, you know, it's thinking ahead in the spring. Obviously, the first step is making sure that they have that colostrum, right? It really does go all the way back to birth and making sure we're managing those cows and calves well and setting them up for success as they go into pasture. And then secondary to that is making sure getting them vaccinated, right? Because even though we're vaccinating during a period where they have colostral immunity or have those antibodies from mom, that helps kick their own immune system into high gear, so they can start to build their own immunity that will take over when mom's supply wanes for them. So that's important to think about. The other thing we're thinking about this time of year for lots of folks is that our pasture quality is starting to wane. Maybe those cows are starting to do a little bit of self-weaning. So nutritionally, that calf is really also going through a transition period there. So thinking about things we can do for that calf to help supply them with the building blocks for their own immune system. You know, thinking about, are we making sure they have access to mineral? We always talk about creep feeding more on the performance side, but it's important to think about that if we're looking at some pretty tough pastures, that just a little extra protein in that creep feed might be important for calf health as well. So those are all the things that are going on. It's a busy time of year for that calf.
Yeah, they're certainly going through a transition, as you well said, getting set up for the fall, and quite a bit happening for that calf. As you look at what are some of the factors that seem to contribute to herds that have greater incidence of summer pneumonia, in the article, there's some research that's cited that kind of gives some contributing factors that sometimes can be correlated with that. Highlight for us some of those and maybe some things we can think about from a management perspective to help mitigate some of that.
Yeah, so a few things that show up when we look at the research on herds that seem to struggle with summer pneumonia. And there are also those herds that struggle with scours in the spring, right? So maybe we've got those calves that've had previous episodes of disease, even if it's not a pneumonia disease, and that's going to put them more at risk for summer pneumonia. So thinking again, going back to that calving period, if we are a herd that struggles with scours, we maybe need to think about that as more of a long-lasting issue than just getting through that scour risk period when we think about later summer health for those calves. Those herds that introduce outside animals, right? Anytime we introduce an outside animal, particularly those, you know, those orphan calves, right? A lot of us have a tendency to bring in a calf to put on a cow that's lost one, which makes sense from an economic perspective a lot of times, but understanding that that can put us at risk for some health issues, either right then or down the road, depending on what that looks like for our herd. As we get larger herds, we tend to think about more risk for pneumonia. And part of that is just having more animals to keep track of, right? The more animals we have, the more, we're at risk that one or two of those will be in that population and develop pneumonia. So those are all some things to think about. If we are, if you are sorting cattle and handling them often for something like estrus synchronization and AI, that's going to put those calves a little more at risk for developing pneumonia. A lot of that goes back to the stress of handling and sorting and maybe not being with mom for a significant period of time, depending on how you're handling that period of your herd work. So all things to think about. Some things we can change how we manage. Some things we may just need to be aware of the risk and what we expect going forward.
As folks are going out and checking their cows and calves, what are some symptoms that they should look for, indicators that a calf may be breaking with summer pneumonia?
Yeah, I think from my perspective, those suckling calves, those calves at the side of cow, they're probably the hardest population for us to identify pneumonia in. So the signs can be quite subtle. If we're picking up some really severe signs, we're probably pretty late in the progression of disease, so that's an issue. But things I'm looking for, we're really just looking for that depressed calf, that calf that maybe he's not keeping up with the herd, or she's isolating herself somewhere, off in a corner when the rest of the group is up at the tank or the mineral feeder, or hanging around when we're checking pastures. So things that, maybe are an issue, maybe not, but we certainly want to take a second look at those calves because that gives us an opportunity to catch them early in the course of disease when we can intervene successfully for them. So those are kind of the two things. A lot of times producers are going to describe that calf as, oh, just a little off, right? Maybe not even something we can really describe well or put our finger on, but we look at them and we think, God, they just don't look quite like we'd expect them. They're not doing quite the things we'd expect. We may see them, in the article, I describe inappetence, right? So they just don't feel like eating. And that can be harder to assess, but a lot of times it's those calves that we're like, maybe they don't have the belly fill that we'd like to see, or maybe mom is carrying around a full udder, doesn't look like she's been nursed. We want to make sure we look up her calf and see what they look like, because that can put them on our radar as a calf that's not feeling well.
One of the other things you mentioned in the article is that if you notice something like this and you catch the calf, using a thermometer to get an accurate representation of what they're at in terms of rectal temperature can sure be an indicator as well.
Yeah, so a lot of times the pathogens we're worried about are the same ones we're worried about in our feeder calves or our feedlot cattle. But in these young calves, a lot of times we're looking at a viral component, and those viral components tend to spike a fever pretty readily. So it's always a good idea to catch a temperature on those calves, just to give yourself an idea of always my question when I talk to clients, to producers is, are we chasing the right thing when we're trying to make decisions about what interventions should be? So if we're catching calves that just aren't feeling well and we're seeing some fevers, then that gives me a little more confidence that we're chasing a pneumonia, we're chasing the right thing.
One of the other things you focus on in the article, and we talk a lot about this as we talk about animal health issues, is the relationship you have with your veterinarian and knowing how to address this. Go into a little more detail in terms of how folks should approach this with their veterinarian as they think about treatment and what to do in terms of management with a summer pneumonia.
Yeah, so that communication channel for me is really key. Make sure you're talking to your veterinarian, mostly because they're going to know what's going on in your area, right? The things we tend to think about on summer pasture that we're needing to address tend to be kind of regional, right? All of the producers in an area may be struggling with the same things. So it's important to talk to somebody who knows what's going on. They can help you decide on the best treatment protocols, how to approach that. And ultimately, unfortunately, if we do have a loss in the herd, if you come across a calf that's a dead in pasture, or if you know you have one that's severely affected that's likely to go that direction, we can do a lot of things diagnostically with that carcass that are important. And again, coming back to that, making sure we're chasing the right thing when we're designing treatment protocols and helping figure out how we want to approach the problem, that postmortem exam can be really key. Because if we're opening up calves that we expected to be pneumonias and they're not, we may need to start looking for a different cause of death, and it's a totally different solution to the problem. than what we expected. So all of those things are important. And then going back to that calving period, having that conversation about what's common in your area, what does your vaccination program need to entail? What does that look like for your specific operation in your region? All critical things that your veterinarian can help you with.
One of the things you mentioned in the article, and this probably goes without saying, but obviously we're talking about summer pneumonia. So as we record this podcast this week, we're talking mid-90s in terms of temperature. So if you come upon a calf that's dead, quickly getting that to the veterinarian to have it posted is important because obviously deterioration is happening pretty quickly to the carcass.
Yeah, and that's another conversation to have with your veterinarian. It's not uncommon in a lot of these areas, right, that we're checking pastures a couple times a week. Maybe we're gonna miss that when it's the best opportunity. So give them a call and see if it's something that's worth bringing in, because they are gonna decompose rapidly. We're gonna have scavengers in on the mix, things like that mean that we may not be as diagnostic as we'd like to. So our goal is to get a nice fresh post-mortem exam to give us the best diagnostic ability, and understand that as we move away from that nice fresh carcass a couple days, things are going to get a lot less diagnostic. So that's an important, phone call to make and say, hey, this calf looks like it's been here 24 hours. Is it worth bringing in diagnostically? Can we do anything with it?
Dr. Funk, anything else you'd like to highlight on summer pneumonia and management practices, things that producers should be aware of?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for, if you're a herd that struggles with summer pneumonia and you're familiar with it, then it might be worth asking some questions. Again, having that conversation with your veterinarian about what are we doing a month before pasture turnout, 2 months before pasture turnout, during calving season, what are some things that maybe we might be missing in the preventative standpoint? And then as we move into pasture, and every year is different, right? And even every area of the state is different as far as pasture conditions. But, paying attention to some of those management things are not just for the cows when we talk about mineral supplementation and pasture quality and nutrition. It can really impact our calves as we move through the pasture season and towards weaning, and really how we expect them to perform after weaning and during that, preconditioning period where we're trying to bump break and get them weaned. So yeah, attention to details and thinking ahead can pay dividends.
Dr. Funk, thanks for joining me today and for your contributions to this article.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
For more information on the topic that was discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find the article at beef.unl.edu. The title, What Does Summer Pneumonia Look Like in Calves and What to Do About It?